Kellyanne Conway, I don't share husband's concerns about Trump's mental fitness. By Joshua Kaplan on March 18, 2019. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway said Monday that she does not share her husband's concerns regarding President Donald Trump's mental fitness. "No, I don't share those concerns," Conway told reporters when asked about a series about George Conway's tweets on the subject. "I have four kids, and I was getting them out of the house this morning before I got here, so I didn't talk to the president about substance, so I may not be up to speed on all of his tweets." The White House official's remarks came after Conway, a litigator once under considering for a top job at the Justice Department, suggested the president has at least two personality disorders. On Monday, Conway tweeted the cover of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders and two pages detailing narcissistic personality disorder and antisocial personality disorder. The manual describes narcissistic personality disorder as displaying a pervasive pattern of grandiosity, in fantasy or behavior, need for admiration, lack of empathy which may begin by early adulthood. The textbook describes the latter disorder as a pervasive pattern of disregard for and violation of the rights of others which can arise in individuals beginning at the age of 15. "Don't assume that the things President Trump says and does are part of a rational plan or strategy, because they seldom are," Conway warned in a Monday tweet. "Consider them as a product of his pathologies, and they make perfect sense." He then said all Americans, including Vice President Mike Pence and cabinet members, should think seriously about Trump's mental condition and psychological state. Conway, an outspoken critic of President Trump, co-founded a group last year with the goal of encouraging conservative attorneys to speak out against the administration. He has also written a number of opinion editorials arguing against some of the president's actions, including the appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general, which he called illegal and unconstitutional. President Trump has taken Conway's criticism in stride, dismissing them as a scheme to attract publicity for himself.